The good news of God's love according to Matthew. Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles: first Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew; James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John; Philip and Bartholomew; Thomas and Matthew the tax collector; James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus; Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions: "Do not take a road leading to Gentiles, and do not enter a Samaritan town, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news: the kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those with a skin disease, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Psalm 100 says that we are the sheep of God's pasture, but God entrusts our well-being to chosen and appointed shepherds here on earth. As Jesus is confronted by massive crowds of desperate people, what troubles him is not only that they experience oppression and exploitation under the thumb of an authoritarian regime, but that in their distress, their religious leaders are not offering them comfort and encouragement. Jesus offers the kingdom of heaven as a life-giving alternative to hatred, violence, and fear. The healing and the deliverance from evil that he brings are the tangible signs to the people of God's ongoing commitment to them. After his death and resurrection, Jesus will send his followers out to share the good news of God's love with all of the nations on earth. But during his ministry, Jesus is dedicated to telling the people of Galilee and Judea that God's kingdom is becoming their lived reality. And now he picks 12 of his followers and sends them out on a mission trip as apostles, as his appointed representatives. Like Jesus, they are to offer the good news of God's kingdom, demonstrating God's love to the lost sheep of Israel, so that Israel can fulfill its calling to bring blessing to the rest of the world. Centuries before, God had made a covenant with a man named Abraham. If Abraham would leave his homeland and his security and make a journey into the unknown with God, God would bless him and his descendants so that they could be a blessing to all nations. God always blesses individuals and communities so that they can bless others. In today's reading from Exodus, we hear that God delivered the Israelites from slavery in Egypt in order to honor the promises that he had made to Abraham. Now that God has freed the people, God offers to make a covenant agreement with them as well. Compared to the covenant God made with Abraham, this one puts a few more demands on the people. They are to receive God's guidance, and they are to pattern their lives as individuals and as a community of faith upon those words of guidance. God says to the Israelites, "I freed you from slavery and I brought you to myself. I freed you because I love you, and I freed you for a purpose. You are going to show the rest of the world what kind of a God I am." A priest acts as an intermediary between humans and the divine. As a priestly kingdom, the Israelites will facilitate communication between God and the rest of the world. Things that are holy are things set apart for a special purpose, usually for worship. As a holy nation, the Israelites will be set apart for God's purposes in the world. In the centuries that followed, there were times when the people lived into their calling to be God's priestly kingdom. And there were times when they did not. They experienced both triumph and tragedy as world empires rose and fell around them. There were situations and experiences that they interpreted as God's judgment and even as abandonment, which is why it's important for Jesus to demonstrate to his people that God's steadfast love can never be taken away because it endures forever. He proclaims to them, before anybody else, the establishment of God's kingdom of justice and peace, even though he knows that God's embrace will soon expand to welcome all of the nations on earth. Jesus urges his disciples to pray for God to rescue their own people, and then he says, "Look, you are the answer to your own prayers. You are the workers empowered to bring in God's harvest of blessings." In Exodus, God demonstrated a steadfast commitment to the people before asking them to make a commitment to God's purposes. As on the wings of an eagle, God has also been steadfast in guiding our congregation through decades of history, times of triumph and loss. Are we ready to show the same dedication to God? Our call continues to be that of the apostles, to pray for our community and to realize that we are the answer to our own prayers, to respond to the needs of the people we encounter, offering healing and deliverance from any forces that try to control them, and with them, to create a fellowship of love and peace. As we proclaim the good news of God's love, we demonstrate that love in tangible, life-giving ways. The blessings we received without payment, we will extend without payment. As we have freely received God's love, we will freely offer that love to others.